Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For decades now, East Boston has largely been defined by the resentment between its residents and the Massachusetts Port Authority, which runs Logan Airport. But as WBR Simone Rios reports, a new green space in the Neptune Road area is meant to help heal some of those old wounds.
John Pedro grew up in one of the 66 homes raised to make way for the expansion of Logan Airport, starting back in the 1960s.
There was Neptune Road, there was Lovell Street, and Frankfort Street. That was the neighborhood.
Born in 1936, Pedro says the area's downfall began with the construction of the East Boston Expressway. Then the MBTA cut the neighborhood in half to make way for the Blue Line. And then the 46-acre Wood Island Park, once a popular seaside destination on the Emerald Necklace, was raised for the expansion of Logan Airport.
Then eventually they cut off the street, then they cut all the trees down. That was the downfall of the whole neighborhood.
Today, Massport opened a 2-acre park in the middle of this congested transportation hub. This little oasis has been given the bulky name the Neptune Road Airport Edge Buffer. Massport CEO Thomas Glynn says the space is a gesture to the thriving immigrant neighborhood that once existed.
We're here to celebrate 178 families in 66 homes, to celebrate a catalyst for citizen activism that today we take for granted, but these citizen activists were pioneers in kind of changing the relationships between neighborhoods and big institutions.
Asked if the new park heals old wounds, John Pedro shook his head.
It really doesn't. It does a little, but, you know, the airport tries, I guess. They build the Bremen Street Park, and they're building all these buffer parks. But it's nothing compared to what Wood Island Park was. You know, Wood Island Park was like Boston Common. It was wonderful in those days.
In spite of a rocky past, the mood was festive at the opening of the green space. Local historian Evelyn Morash says East Boston and Massport have come to respect each other.
It makes people realize things can change. When people are responsive, people are respectful, things can change.
Relations with Massport may have improved, but Morash says East Boston is facing new challenges, like more demand on limited housing stock.
The people who are moving here think they're going to change everything. I'm fighting a developer who wants to block me in completely. That's another whole issue.
The new park is one of several that Massport has built in recent years. It features panels recalling the struggles of the Neptune Road neighborhood, immaculate landscaping, and stones in the ground indicating where houses once stood. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.